The title of our Sunday school class, What a Relief, taken from Romans chapter 7 and verse 7 to 11. The Jews have sought salvation in futility with the greatest zeal and persistence by their own works of wisdom. They failed miserably in their endeavor to keep the law and to find salvation. That being the case, all is not lost, because God has chosen a remnant amidst gross spiritual blindness in Israel. You see, Israel was supposed to be the people of God, and yet they have lost their way. They were supposed to have been entrusted the oracles of God. In other words, God's word is so nigh unto them. And yet, God's word is not with them. How sad it is. Remember when God called them out of Egypt, out of slavery, at Mount Sinai, God gave them the law. Moses was asked to write the 5 books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. God gave them the laws, and God said to them that they would be possessing a land and that they would be a nation. God would raise them up, and God gave them good laws, how the nation is to be run, the civil laws, the criminal laws. The laws for war, the laws for diet, the laws in the city, the laws outside the city, the laws for the man who accidentally killed another man. Those were called the cities of refuge that God will set up in Israel, so that the manslayer may flee there, that his life may be protected. And God gave to Israel those good laws, that Israel may not forget their God. And it's so sad that Israel indeed forgot their God, because they, well, when they entered the promised land, and that God prospered them in the land, the rain seemed to always come, the rain that would water the crops, and they would always have their harvest. They forgot that all the good things that they have received from God was from God, the God who called them to this land, the God who raised them as a nation. But for us, it's the same. God called us to salvation, called us to be his people, that we come to know him, to walk with him, to enjoy his protection, to come under his care, and to receive so much from him. if he would not give more. And yet you see the people of God departing from him. The people of God choosing to walk away from him. So much so that Israel lost their way. What was it? What was the thing that caused them to lose their way? Idolatry. Idols came in between God and them. Their heart were distracted. And they went after these idols, thinking that they can help them, when it is God who has prospered them. And God began to take away the rain, send the famine, brought the drought, caused the land to become barren. So much so that if you were to read the Acts of the Kings, when it was time for Josiah, the king, to reign, the word of God was nowhere found in the temple, in the land. So that one day when the priest was doing his house cleaning, stumbled upon a book and brought it to the king. Dear friends, when we started 5 years ago to encourage our members to read the Bible in 1 year, the Andrew Murray 365 Bible, how many of you have a copy? Okay. And how many of you have gone through reading the Word? How many times have you read? Well, the Lord wants us to read it every year. It is not supposed to collect dust somewhere in our room. It is not supposed to be hidden away so that, you know, when we are doing our spring cleaning, we realize that, hey, that's the Bible that was given to us. The Word of God. The instruction for life. Have you been neglecting it? Have you been derelict in your duty as a child of God to read His Word? No wonder a problem came. No wonder we are in trouble. No wonder we are unable to handle the crisis that comes to us in life. We have not been appropriating the Word of God. It is supposed to encourage us, fortify our hearts, give us strength to face the challenges of each day. We become weak because we have neglected. You see, the people of Israel was like that. They have lost their way. This is what the Apostle Paul is writing in verse 8. According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that should not hear. Quoting from Isaiah 29 verse 10. The sad state of blindness in Israel. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes, and the prophets and the rulers and the seers hath he covered. Although Israel was spiritually blind in deep spiritual slumber, yet God did choose some in Israel to be saved. All is not lost. You see, if you are a child of God and you belong to Him, He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be there for you, to care for you. What a relief indeed to know that God is still actively working out His good plan of salvation. There is a Christian praying for the salvation of the spouse, and the spouse's entire family is not saved. Can God save? It seems so impossible that God will save the family from the conversation with this Christian. I took encouragement from our text that there is hope with God, and we sought to ask God for mercy upon the unsaved spouse and family. Indeed, God is able, and we can trust Him. But the people of Israel willfully reject Him. Judgment for willful rejection of Christ. Verse 9 and 10 of our text in Romans 11. And David saith, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Paul was quoting David's writing in Psalm 69, verses 22 to 23, that points to the sufferings of Jesus Christ. The greater David, under the Jewish establishment during the time of Jesus' ministry, the Jewish religious leadership in Jesus' time, ought to have known better. They have the Old Testament scriptures with him, entrusted to their care. How is it that when the Savior came, the Messiah was before them, and they could not see? They had no excuse. Jesus interpreted the law for them so that they could understand the way to God. You know, we have many classes organized for our spiritual benefit. And we thank the Lord that we can resume this adult Sunday school class so that we can continue to be instructed in His Word, that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we take time to study His Word, God, by His Word, will teach us. And God wants us to learn well His Word. William MacDonald said well in this text. He says, David too anticipated the judgment of God on Israel. In Psalm 69, 22 to 23, he described the rejected Savior as calling on God to turn their tables into a snare and a trap. The table here means the sum total of the privileges and blessings which flowed through Christ. You know, when we turn our back on God, our blessings can be cut off, you know. What should have been a blessing was turned into a curse. Do you know that when you walk with God and you obey Him, follow Him, is as if he put a hedge around you to protect you. So that no harm will come your way. We need to know the great privilege that we have in Christ. What should have been a blessing was turned into a curse. And in this passage, the suffering Savior also called on God to let their eyes be darkened and their bodies bent over by toil and old age. In other words, if we choose to reject God, when we have received so much from Him, it is most unthinkable that the temple in Israel would have to be destroyed. You know, from the glory that we see in Israel, they as slaves, building a tabernacle, a little tent in the wilderness, to the time when God brought them to the land and built a temple, and the glory of the temple and how God increased them, caused them to have peace in all the land. And when they had everything, they began to turn their hearts away from God. You see, that's our fallenness. It's so easy to become complacent and to compromise. That's what happened to Israel. But the Lord does not want us to go on that way. And therefore, the Lord seeks that our spiritual eyes may be opened, that we may be provoked to follow Him, that it may not be that our eyes be darkened, that we cannot see, that we be bowed down, and that our table will be made a snare, a trap, and a stumbling block. God doesn't want us to, you know, to withdraw His blessings, right? When God sent the Babylonians to Israel, what a terrible destroyer was Nebuchadnezzar. Everything was torn to pieces, and they were taken out of the land as exiles. How ungrateful they were. God sent His prophets to wake them up, to shake them up, to arouse them from their slumber, and yet they will not be awakened. How sad it is. And God wants us to see and learn, and so that our spiritual life may not deteriorate, that we would still have our Bibles with us, and that it's not covered with dust, and that we are opening it every morning, every afternoon, and every evening to read it. If we have not been doing that, then I say to you that you have become complacent. And we must wake up. Because more and more, the voice of God is going to disappear from your bloodline, your bloodstream. Your mind will not be filled with the command of God, the instruction of God. But your mind will be filled with all sorts of demands that the world hurls upon you. that the world seeks that you would conform. And you would feel the great torment, the great pressure to conform. Israel be provoked to jealousy. I say then, verse 11, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy, God allowed the Gentiles to be saved, so that the Israelites may see how they have been so privileged, and yet they have not appropriated all the privilege that God has given them. You know, God has enabled us to begin this church. And God has given us His infallible, inerrant Word. His forever written Word. So that we can be instructed, so that we can bear the fruit of righteousness, of holiness in our lives. Are you hiding the Word of God in your heart? If we are not taking God's word seriously, then we are in trouble. When God extends His grace to save the Gentiles, it is with the view of restoring wayward Israel. Blessing came upon others, the Gentiles. They were considered unclean. Israel, the people of Israel, clean. So they have a great privilege before God. And yet they have not appropriated it. So may God help us to see indeed, that we have been privileged to be called His children. No more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. This is who we are. And God wants us to appropriate all that He has given us, so that we will be a people that would receive the fullness of His blessings day to day, day by day, moment by moment. We have no excuse, but we have been greatly privileged. May the Lord bless us richly. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Strengthen us by Thy grace, enabling us to redouble our efforts to read Thy word and to obey Thy commandments. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.